I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio with Health Focus here at the remote studio for the Medical University of South Carolina in Charleston. Exercise is very important for improving balance, mobility, and overall health in people diagnosed with Parkinson's disease. Dr. Victoria Wilson is here to talk about how exercise can help with symptoms and possibly even slow the progression of Parkinson's. Victoria is a physical therapist specializing in neurological physical therapy at MUSC. Victoria, tell us about Parkinson's disease.
Parkinson's is a disease of the brain, and as a physical therapist, what I see primarily are the movement changes. And these happen because dopamine gets depleted in the brain. Essentially, people begin to move much more slowly, their movements get smaller, they might become unstable or even have tremor. And then there are some other issues that can happen because of this. So, for example, they might have problems with their thinking, with their learning, etc.
Tell us more about the benefits of exercise, specifically for patients who have Parkinson's disease.
I feel like movement and exercise are just as important as medicine for folks that have Parkinson's disease. It can actually begin to mitigate some of the problems, the other problems that are not just related to movement, such as the memory and cognition that I mentioned. In addition to that, it can actually improve the way people move, make them more fluid, and really generally improve quality of life.
What sort of exercise is most effective for people with Parkinson's disease, and how frequently should they be exercising?
Aerobic exercise is really the thing that has been studied the most and shown to have the biggest effect on improving people's brains that have Parkinson's disease. Typical recommendation is 3 times a week for 30 to 40 minutes and really maintaining a moderate to high intensity. And that can be determined based on heart rate and or perceived exertion. And some examples of how you can achieve that aerobic exercise would be boxing, dancing, cycling, even walking at an appropriate pace have all been studied and been shown to be beneficial to folks with Parkinson's disease. So there are other types of exercise that have been studied and could be beneficial, such as yoga and Tai Chi. And these are just beneficial in a different way, perhaps for your balance.
And when you mention boxing, there's an actual program for people with Parkinson's disease. Tell us about that.
There is. It's called Rock Steady Boxing, and there is specific training where trainers go and learn about Parkinson's disease and what types of things would be important to work on in people that have Parkinson's disease. It's a really motivating way to exercise. Many people seem to like it, and really community exercise is another thing that is highly recommended for people with Parkinson's disease. So it almost becomes sort of informal support group for people that have Parkinson's.
How much of an impact can this kind of exercise routine really make in everyday life for patients with Parkinson's disease?
So I think that this is difficult to quantify, but people will tell you that their quality of life is significantly improved because they're able to move better. Some of the non-motor symptoms of Parkinson's are alleviated. Think about sleep being better, cognition being better, even energy being higher just because of exercise.
Victoria, thanks for this information about exercise and Parkinson's.
You're welcome.
From the remote studio for the Medical University of South Carolina in Charleston, I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio.